All right, are you truly committed? Now you might ask me, you know, what do you mean? Like, am I committed to this? Am I committed to that? Yes, everything. Everything that you just thought of. Every little thing that just popped in your mind, are you truly committed to it? It could be your family, your job, your faith, your fitness. It could be anything. Your clothing brand, your book, your finance, like your money, your stocks, your savings. Your video games, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, husband, wife, kids, your sleep schedule, your art. Literally, it could be anything. Are you truly committed? Define that for yourself. What does being committed mean to you? I'll let you know what being committed means to me. Because at the end of the day, I can only display to you guys what I know and what I have experienced and what I have learned from my experiences. So being committed to something has two things in my eyes. One, it's physically in that moment of commitment. Being there, being present, putting forward extra effort. That may be showing up early and staying late. That may be, you know, keeping a smile on your face while others may not be, just to lighten up the mood. It may be being quiet in times that others need to speak and just let things out. Or humbling yourself enough to be quiet when you know you're not supposed to be the one talking in the room. Being committed to me is being there with extra effort, just to make it simple. But there's another route to it too. There's being committed outside the initial commitment. So at work, if you are truly committed to work and your job, whether it be your business or somewhere that you work at, you have to be committed to other areas of your life as well. You have to be committed to working out. If you aren't committed to working out, you are truly not committed to your job. Because when you are physically in shape, you know, I'm not talking about being buff or being ripped. I'm talking about, like, when you're physically in shape, you bring forth way more energy to your job. That's just a human fact. You have to eat right. You can't be going to work or going on dates with an upset stomach or a foggy head. You know, there's these processed foods these days. They can mess you up in ways you'll never understand. Plus, if you die young, you know, you don't get to commit 20 or 30 more years to what you planned on committing to. If you don't have a good social, love, whatever type of relationship with family or friends, you're not fully committed to anything else in your life. Because humans need to be social. Humans need to interact with other people. And if we're not doing that, we're not building those relationships, we can't bring our true confident selves to work. We're going to start closing ourselves off. We're going to start doing things that we don't normally do. We're going to be more upset. We're going to feel lonely. So we're going to push people away that want to be around us. Two ways to be committed. That's it. You got to commit to it in the initial moment, and you got to commit to it outside of it. You know, if you work a job where you sell something like a product or you sell something like a service, you got to be, you know, on some kind of social media, whether, you know, you sell slime, like Gary Vee always talks about, like how people can sell slime and make seven figures. Like, you're not on TikTok showing people how you're making your slime, or if you cut people's hair for a living and you're not making videos and putting it on Facebook and putting it on TikTok and using the right hashtags, like, you're not fully committing to that job. Now, let's say your job is social media and you're not truly going out there and making the right content. You're not using the right lighting. You're not being committed. When you go for a run, when you work out, are you skipping sets and reps? Are you not running the full distance? Are you not doing the correct recovery and the correct warm-ups and preparation beforehand? Commitment goes from start to finish, and afterwards and before the start and finish. It is 24/7. Commitment is 24/7. I will refer to him a lot, but David Goggins always talks about being obsessed. You know, being committed is being obsessed. You have to become obsessed with the improvement of what you want to be committed to. In a relationship, you have to become obsessed. You have to always have a smile on your face. You have to become a good listener. You have to think of gifts to get. You know, when you're having a bad day, you're still going out and getting flowers for your significant other or, you know, their favorite candy, because you know that they may have not had a good day either. So if I can help them have a good day, maybe that will just put a smile on my face as well and make for a great night. You get what I'm saying here? And when I first started this episode and I said, are you truly committed? Something had to have popped in your head. And you're sitting there wondering, like, am I truly committed? You know, I did do that. Like, the answer is no then. You know, it's a yes or no question. That's five letters you're deciding between there, two different words. Yes or no. Can you confidently go look at yourself in the mirror and be like, I am committed to my job. I am committed to my body, whether it's through fitness or what I put into it. You know, I am committed to my business. Are you committed to your employees then? Do you listen to them? Do you treat them right? If you're committed to your business, do you listen to your clients? Do you treat them correctly? You know, do you choose their needs over the profits, over the money? Do you put them first before the money? Like, that's what true CEOs do. That's what badass CEOs do. You think, oh, this kid, blah, 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 he hasn't been there. Like, trust me, I've been there. I'm not there anymore. I'll be honest with that. But there was a point in time where we had to put other needs before money. It's about being committed. You know, with life, like, time is short. I've heard that from so many adults. I'm displaying here what I've learned and what I've heard. Is I've heard that time is short and it flies. You know, at the beginning of high school, I remember my first coach walked up to me and he goes, you know, welcome to freshman cross country. Like you'll blink and it's over. I was told that freshman year and then sophomore year and then junior year and then senior year showed up and it's holy shit, this is about to end. And then it ended and here I am a year later. Like a snap. And I wasn't truly committed to that sport. And it's regretful. You watch these videos of, you know, the elderly and they're like, you know, the next time you question talking to that girl, don't even question it. Just go do it. Because they regret it. They think about those little things they could have done. And they regret it because they weren't truly committed. Are you truly committed to your own damn life? Or are you digging a hole and dumping yourself in? Ask yourself these questions. Don't let me ask you. Let this podcast end, and it will in a little bit. Let it end and ask yourself these questions. I'm not here to be some true motivator for you. I just want to get you thinking. I want to get you thinking and maybe unlock something where you could be like, oh, you said that. And I'm going to go apply it here, and then I'm going to use the application and execute here. And that branches off into infinite possibilities. And that's what I fucking love about this. So go ask yourself again, one more time. Are you truly committed? I love you guys. Seriously, if you made it this far in today's episode, I appreciate you more than you know. And hey, don't forget, if you didn't like today's advice or you don't think you can apply it to yourself, which I feel like you could, no matter who you are, send it to someone who you may think needs to hear it in any which way you can think. And always remember, guys, keep getting after it. Much love from Aiden Reddington over here at Red's Corner. Peace out.